Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, thanks for joining me for this week's edition of the Pool Guy Show. Today I'm going to cover everything you're going to need to know about a green pool cleanup, whether you're a homeowner or if you're a pool service professional. I'll also give you tips on how much to charge for a green pool cleanup, and I'll also go over some of the reasons why the pool may be green in the first place. So I'm going to jump right in and we'll discuss a green pool cleanup in this episode. Today's podcast is brought to you by InyoPools.com. Inyo Pools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have the parts delivered right to your door. The podcast is also brought to you by Riptide Pool Vacuum System. Riptide is a powerful vacuum system that gets large leaf debris off the bottom of a pool rapidly. To learn more about the Riptide Pool Vacuum System, you can visit them at www.riptidevac.com. I filmed a few videos for my YouTube channel on cleaning up a green pool. The first video that I filmed originally, I used the sodium bromide product with liquid chlorine and shock to clean a green pool. And then I did two follow-up videos, one with the yellow out algicide, and then a third one with the swamp treat. And all of them followed the same principle. The only difference is I use a different algicide in each of the videos. So instead of filming another video on a green pool, I'm going to go over in this particular podcast just about everything you're going to need to know about clearing up a green pool. So let's start with why is the pool green in the first place? And there's a number of reasons, of course, for a green pool. If you purchase a house and it was a foreclosure of that type, chances are it's a green pool because it's been neglected and not been serviced. If you have equipment problems, you would also have a problem with the pool, and eventually it'll turn green on you if it's not running properly. And then there's the chemistry aspect of it. If you're doing your own pool or if you're taking over a pool and the chemistry is off and no one's actually taking care of it or cleaning it, then of course the pool will turn green pretty rapidly, especially in the summertime. Within 2 or 3 weeks, you can have a pretty nice looking green pool pretty rapidly. So those are some of the reasons that the pool will turn green. Now, if you're doing pool service and you get to a customer's house and the pool is green, I always like to casually ask, you know, what happened, what's going on with the situation. Because there may be a underlying issue. Maybe they didn't pay their previous service professional and they hired you to get their pool back in shape. So you kind of want to know why it's green. And of course, the first thing you want to do is look at the equipment when you get to the pool. If you just bought a house with a green pool, the equipment is paramount to possibly why the pool is green. So the first thing you want to check, turn on the equipment to see if anything starts and runs. A lot of times the equipment is not running at a green pool. So in that case, you have to replace the motor or pump to get it running. The other contributing factor of a green pool is the filter itself. So depending on the type of filter, if you have a DE filter or cartridge filter, and a DE filter, the elements could be bad in there. There could be tears and rips, letting diatomaceous earth back in the pool along with dirt. So if the DE filter is not running properly, it's not going to filter the water, and it's going to turn green pretty quickly. So that's also something to look at. Take the filter apart, check to make sure all the parts are in working order. And if you have a cartridge filter, if the cartridges are really old or worn out or covered in algae, they usually are in a green pool, then replacing the cartridge filter elements is a good way to get that back and running. And if you live in the Florida area, a lot of the filters there are just a single bullet cartridge. So replacing that is a big step in the right direction. Here in California, most of our cartridge filters are 4 cartridges in the filter, and definitely you have to change those. Sometimes you can get away with just cleaning them, putting them back in, and getting everything working again. If you have a sand filter, you'd have to backwash the sand filter. You don't really take those apart and clean them out like a traditional filter. But you can definitely backwash it and get the filter pressure down and get everything running again. So poorly running equipment is a major contributor to a green pool. You may find that the system has an air leak in it, causing the pump not to run properly. So you have to isolate the air leak. It could be anywhere in the line itself by the pump. So that's another factor too. Once you get once you get ready to start the green pool cleanup, you have to make sure the equipment is running properly. Otherwise, it's not going to clear up. So I wouldn't even bother doing anything until the equipment is in running order at a green pool. And another problem you may run into is that the line may be plugged up with some kind of debris being the factor why the pool turned green. In that case, you'll have to get someone to blow the line out with either a drain bladder or a CO2 tank to blow out any kind of clog in the line and get everything running again. So the bottom line, the equipment needs to be running, otherwise cleaning a green pool will be nearly impossible. A lot of times I'll get to a realtor's account and there's no power to the house and they want me to clean a green pool and I just can't do it without power. I can put chemicals in to turn it a less green, maybe a murky blue, but without any kind of equipment running, there's no way to clear it up. And I'll cover that more. We talk about the process of getting the green pool cleaned up. So that's one of the things you want to look at if you're bidding for a green pool cleanup and you're doing pool service is how is the equipment and is this going to work? Am I going to be able to get this cleared up? And if you notice that you can't, then you would have to tell the customer you have to change the pump, filter, whatever needs to be done for me to get this pool cleared up. And if they're not willing to do that, then you're going to have to walk away and let someone else try their luck on that. So another thing that you may be thinking, well, if my pool is green, I can just drain it. So you got to be really careful. Most cities across the United States, draining a green pool into the sewer or gutters outside your house, especially in California, is illegal. And there's actually a pretty big penalty for doing that. So you definitely don't want to drain a green pool right into the gutter out front of your house. A lot of times you'll have to get the pool looking a little bit blue before you can even drain it. And if you do drain it, you would drain it right into the sewer. In California, a lot of cities require you to have a permit to drain a pool. So keep that in mind. If you start draining your pool down and the city shows up, you could be looking at a pretty hefty fine. In some areas, I've heard the fine is as high as $10,000. So draining the pool may not be a viable option, regardless if it's green or not. You want to get it back to blue. I was doing a green pool cleanup for a plaster company that was going to replaster the pool, and they wanted me to turn it back to blue so they can drain it. And you'll run into that a lot, that draining a green pool just is not an option at that point. So you have to do some kind of cleanup to get it back to blue, and then you can drain the pool down. I know it sounds counterproductive and kind of ridiculous, but that's how it is in most cities and municipalities. The green pool draining directly into the street or even into the sewer may not be permitted. And besides that, many times you don't need to drain the pool. The rule of thumb with a green pool, if you need to actually drain it and put fresh water in, is if there's 2 inches of gunk on the bottom, which is 2 inches of silt, dirt, or any kind of sediment on the bottom, a pile that's 2 or 3 inches of that kind of junk on the bottom would be hard to clear up, so I would consider draining it. But in most cases, you'll find that the green pool is just a chemistry issue or a filtration issue, and there's not a lot of sediment on the bottom. You may just have the regular amount of dirt sediment on the bottom. So keep that in mind also if you're thinking about draining a green pool, that a lot of times it's illegal in your area to do that, and don't be surprised if a neighbor calls the police on you or the city on you when you do that. It happens all the time. And a green pool also will give you a hefty ticket in California. They fly over houses here. Vector control will cite you, and the ticket's about $600 for a green pool. So you want to jump on it right away and get it cleared up before someone either calls on you or if the city flies over and sees a green pool, they'll definitely cite you. And most of the time, they'll give you a warning and give you a chance to clean it up before you have to pay that hefty fine. And it's really a health hazard. You'll have mosquitoes growing in there, and you don't know what kind of diseases they will carry. So definitely the green pool is a health hazard too for your neighborhood. So let's talk about cleaning up the green pool. I use a method and I call it shock and awe. Basically, you want to put enough chemicals in the pool to kill any kind of animal that will fall in there. Not literally, but technically you want to add so much chlorine that it counters the algae in the pool. And basically you can underdo it. You can put too little chlorine in the pool and nothing will happen. So I always think you can't really put too much in there. No one's going to be using it, so go ahead and just shock it and get it back. And what I mean by shock is that you're just going to be primarily using liquid chlorine. That's my primary way of getting a green pool cleaned up. You can also use bags of shock, but the liquid chlorine is really effective also. So if you have a 15,000 gallon pool and you can't see the bottom, it's so green, there's mosquito larvae forming in there, I would say about 8 gallons of 12.5% liquid chlorine will be a good way to start, and that would get the pool turned around pretty quickly. And then you'll find the next day when you go back there that the chlorine level is pretty much zeroed out because it's being, you know, destroyed by all the algae in there. And also, depending on the algaecide you use, some algaecides will also destroy the chlorine in the pool. So my primary choice for algaecide would be a sodium bromide type algaecide. You can use like a Yellowtreen, or the Swamp Treat is also a sodium bromide type algaecide. You can clear it up without an algaecide. It does take longer, and you're probably going to use more chemicals. So I would invest in an algaecide. It's going to save you money in the long run. You'll use less chlorine, and the algaecide is pretty effective of killing the algae. You can also use the PoolRx unit. I did a podcast on that where you can use the PoolRx to clean up a green pool. It is highly effective also. Just note that the PoolRx unit that you're going to use, you're probably going to need to put a booster in there because it's going to use up all the minerals for sure. Getting that pool cleared up. So there's algaecide, so you can use Yellow Out. I did a video on Yellow Out also. It's highly effective in getting the pool turned around quickly. So the algaecide is being used to help the green pool cleanup work faster and more effectively. So I would highly suggest using one to help you clean up that green pool. And again, you can't put too little chlorine in the pool. You'll be surprised at how much chlorine is eaten up by the green pool. And if you just put, you know, 4 gallons of liquid chlorine in that particular pool that I mentioned, a 15,000 gallon pool, chances are nothing much will happen. So you definitely want to just keep adding chlorine and keeping that at high levels of chlorine. And then you want to clean the filter. If it's a diatomaceous earth filter, take the filter apart, check the grids for any kind of cracks, check the manifold for any kind of cracks. Put it back together. You're going to find that it's pretty green inside the filter itself when you take it apart. Put it back together, recharge the filter with diatomaceous earth, replace any grids that you may need to replace at that time, and then start the pool up. Cartridge filter, again, take the elements out, see if they're still usable, if they are, to clean them off. If not, insert a new cartridge in there and get the thing running. And you want to run the pool for 24, sometimes 48 hours to get the pool to look better. And don't be worried about the pump. You know, sometimes, of course, the equipment is really in poor running order. But a pool motor is designed to run 24/7. A lot of commercial pools don't even turn off their pumps. So the motor itself is designed to run for 24 hours without any problem. So if it's a fairly new pump and motor, you can run it for 24 hours without worrying about anything happening. So definitely run it for 24 hours, sometimes 48 hours if you need to. And don't worry about the pump burning out. It's going to get hot, but they're designed to take that kind of continuous run. So after the first day, the first 24 hours, you're going to go back to the pool, check the chemistry again, and you're going to find that the chlorine level is pretty much zeroed out, and then shock the pool again with liquid chlorine, and you can also use bags of shock. Now, I don't really worry about any of the other chemistry levels in the pool. You're basically dealing with a swamp. There's no reason to check it for the pH alkalinity. I know with the Yellow Out, the pH is kind of important, so read the instructions when you're using the Yellow Out product. But in other cases, I would just be focused on the chlorine in the pool, and everything else is a secondary factor. Even if you have high cyanuric acid levels or CYA, I wouldn't worry about that at this point because you want to get the pool blue again, and you can't drain it anyway in most cases if it's green. So draining it down to lower the CYA is something you would do after the fact that you get it back to normal. And the amount of chlorine you're going to be putting in the pool, doesn't matter what the cyanuric acid level is. Mainly you're worried about the algae in the pool. That's your main factor. So go ahead and do that again and bring the chlorine level back up to a shock level of 5 to 10 parts per million. I guess I should have mentioned that when you initially put the dosage in, but you're going to put so much chlorine in, it's going to bring it up to the shock level. And you want to brush the pool. Of course, you can brush it when you first get there. Sometimes doing that is kind of counterproductive because the algae is so strong and on the pool wall so well that you put a stainless steel brush in a plaster pool and you'll push it on the algae, nothing will happen. So once the chlorine gets in the pool and starts working, the algae will get easier to brush off. And sometimes you'll need a 6-inch algae brush, stainless steel algae brush, to kind of actually move any kind of algae off the surface. If you're dealing with a fiberglass or vinyl pool, of course you want to just use a regular soft brush on there. No stainless steel brushes on there at all. So depending on the surface type, but plaster Pebble Tech pool, you want to brush it aggressively with a stainless steel brush. And in some cases, the 6-inch brush, which takes forever to brush a pool off with a 6-inch brush, but you may have to rely on that if the algae is really tough to brush off. And the reason why you're brushing it off is you really want to let the chlorine and the algaecide kill it. And a good way to kill it is to brush it off the wall and suspend it in the water, and then the chlorine and algaecide will kill that algae. So maybe a tough job getting the algae off the walls. I run into pools where nothing happens until the chlorine level is super high, and even then it's really hard to brush the algae off the wall. So it can be a tough process to get a green pool back to normal, but it's definitely doable. I've done it many times, and a lot of guys do this for a living, getting the green pools back. So once you do that, by the second or third day, the algae dust should be settling on the bottom of the pool. I didn't mention anything about vacuuming the pool when you first get there, and that's totally a waste of time. You're just going to be vacuuming all the stuff in the filter, clogging it up, and some of the stuff won't even come off the bottom because the algae is stuck on there so well. So vacuuming the pool is totally not necessary the first day or two. If there's an automatic cleaner in there, a suction side cleaner, go ahead and pull it out of the pool. Leave it on the deck until you actually get the pool running again. And same with the pressure side cleaner. Go ahead and turn that off and leave it off until the pool clears up. So there's no vacuuming the first day or two. So you'll see some of the algae dust starting to settle on the bottom of the pool. And this is when you can think about vacuuming the pool. If the water's clear and you can see the bottom and you see all the dead algae on the bottom. So now you can think about vacuuming the pool out and getting it cleared up. So there's a few options to vacuum the pool out. Vacuuming the pool directly into the filter may not be optimal in most cases. If you have a sand filter or DF filter and there's a multi-port valve on there, then you're in luck because you can turn the multi-port to waste mode and vacuum the waste. You're going to lose some water by doing this, but it'll bypass the filter and go right out to waste mode, and you'll be able to get a lot of the stuff out of there. I suggest using a canister, inline canister, in the vacuum line when you vacuum it out. But probably the best option if you're doing this as a living, as pool service, or if you're a homeowner, you can build a portable pump for about $200. I use a 1-horsepower Hayward above ground pump. I have a video on that, and you can find a link to that in the YouTube version of this podcast. Basically, this pump, you'll attach it to your vacuum hose, your manual vacuum hose. Another end will go out, and you'll just vacuum out all the algae dust, and it's highly effective. I also use the PortaVac from Advantage Manufacturing to do the green pool cleanups on my route. And if you're doing this as a service, definitely think about investing in a portable filtration system for cleanups. And I also have videos on the PortaVac and the MiniVac too, which are a great way to get a green pool or just any kind of cleanup, any kind of pool cleaned up pretty quickly. So if you have a filter with a multi-port valve, vacuuming the waste is a bonus. If you have a cartridge filter, you're pretty much out of luck. You'll have to either get a portable pump. Some guys will do a weird trick. Well, if they have a single bullet cartridge filter, they'll just take the lid off, take the cartridge out, turn on the pump, and vacuum out that way, and all the water will kind of go by the equipment area. You got to be careful that you don't flood your pump or any kind of sensitive equipment. But I've seen guys do this also. Well, they'll take the cartridge out, and then they'll vacuum with the pool running, and the water will kind of shoot out the top of the filter. And so I suppose it can be effective in a pinch, but better off getting a portable pump and just pumping the pool out. That's probably your best option if you have a cartridge filter. So after the first couple days, the water should be kind of a bluish color, probably cloudy. It may take a week to clear up fully. It may take 2 weeks to actually be crystal clear. So keep that in mind. If you have a sand filter, it may take even longer with a sand filter. They're really inefficient, and if the pool is green, they're highly inefficient. So it may take sometimes up to a month with a sand filter for it to really clear up. And I've seen it take that long in some cases. So filtration type is also a factor in how long it takes for the pool to clear up. So it's important to keep the shock level of chlorine during the whole process, even when the pool looks like it's clearing up. I always keep the chlorine level at close to 10 parts per million, higher if necessary. No one's using the pool, so a high chlorine level is fine. Now, if the cyanuric acid level is really high, you know, 200 parts per million or higher, then you can definitely drain some of the pool down after the fact that you've got it cleaned up. And check with your city to see if you can drain the clear blue water out into the front of your house, into the drains. A lot of cities won't allow that because of the chlorine in there. But you definitely want to check to see how you can drain water out if you're going to lower the cyanuric acid down. Better to drain it down into the sewer line. A lot of your houses have a P-trap that goes directly into the sewer. Newer houses will have the access to the sewer line in the garage on the floor. There's usually a screw there. Some have it on the side of the house. We just unplug a black drain plug, and there's your sewer line. You can even do it through your laundry room if it's downstairs by the garage. There's usually a line that goes to the sewer by your washing machine. I would not advise doing that inside a house because sometimes it can clog up and overflow into your house. But if there's a sewer drain in your garage or on the side of the house, you definitely want to use that to drain the pool down, to lower the cyanuric acid level down, or to drain a green pool down if you get the permit to do that. So that's a little tip there on where the sewer line is in your house. Not that difficult to locate it. A plumber could locate it for you if you're having trouble finding it also. And I think if you follow these steps, you're going to have a good success of getting the green pool cleared up. I'll go down a list real quick for you again. You want to make sure the equipment, the pump and filter, are functioning. That's key number one. Then you want to do the method of shocking the pool. At the same time you do that, of course, you're going to clean the filter out. Then if you can, you're going to brush the pool down. You're going to skim some of the debris if you can get it out. But it may not be necessary the first day. Unless there's a lot of leaf debris, I'll focus on just getting the pool shocked so I can see the bottom. Sometimes you can't even skim debris out because you stir up so much stuff, you don't know what you're doing. So getting the pool cleared enough so you can see the bottom is kind of a key feature of the green pool cleanup, and I wouldn't waste too much time skimming it out if you can't even see what you're doing. Then you want to run the pool 24 to 48 hours continuously. After that, you can bring the timer down to about 12 hours or 8 hours, depending. Then you want to go back the next day and check the chemistry to see if there's any chlorine in the pool. Add some more chlorine if necessary. And then you want to clean the filter again if you need to. In some cases, a diatomaceous earth filter, you need to defilter, you need to clean 2 or 3 times during this process. And the same with the cartridge filter. And a sand filter, you're going to need many backwashes in some cases. So if you're doing this as a service and you want to know what to charge for it, it depends on your area, but basically it could range from anywhere from $300 to $600. Some guys charge up to $800 if the pool is really bad or really large. Typically, I charge about $350 in my area for a standard 16,000-gallon pool, 20,000-gallon pool. If the pool is 25,000 gallons or to 35,000 gallons, I'll charge around $500 to do the same process. That's a lot more volume of water, a lot more chemicals are going to be used, and it's a longer process with the larger pools. And you may want to get some money up front. I usually ask for half the money up front, or all the money up front, or a portion of it up front. You don't want to be doing this and get stiffed by the person, that's for sure. And that may happen, and that does happen. So you definitely want to get some money up front to cover the chemical costs and at least your first day of work there in case the customer decides not to pay for the rest of the process. And a lot of times you're going to be able to land a green pool as a service account. For many reasons, the homeowner can't take care of the pool. They don't want to go through the process of cleaning up a green pool again the second time. So you'll land that service account. But be wary. Some of the reasons why pools are green are because the customer is not paying the service professional from the previous company. So I'm always kind of wary when I go to the green pool and I want to know why it's green. And sometimes, of course, it's obvious there's something wrong with the equipment. So if you're a homeowner cleaning up your own green pool, it is a process. It's going to take you time. It's going to cost you money. Figure you're going to spend anywhere from $50 to $100 on chemicals. And there's really no way to do it without spending money on chemicals. If you try to be cheap about it and try to do it for $20, you're going to have bad results. And, you know, that's just the bottom line. It's going to cost some money in chemicals to get it cleared up. But it's definitely doable. And I think, you know, listening to this podcast, go to my YouTube channel. I have a playlist on the green pools that I've cleared up. You can watch those. and get an idea of how to clean up the green pool. I also have a video on how to build a portable pump, and I also have videos on the PoolRx and vacuuming and sand filter to waste mode. So all those are great resources to kind of help you get a handle on your green pool. If you have any questions, you can definitely contact me through my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I'll be happy to help you with your green pool, or you can post a comment on my YouTube channel. And I also have an ebook available on my website. And I sell this for a low cost of $9.99. And in that ebook, there's a section on green pool cleanup and algae. So you can refer to that also. If you're in the service industry and you need more one-on-one help with your pool route, you can join my coaching program through my Patreon site. And for $10 a month, you can text me in real time. And for $20 a month, you can call me. There's also a group app where you can post pictures or problems you're having. And we'll be happy to help you out through the group app also. So definitely there's a lot of resources available, my website. And if you're in the industry, you can definitely contact me through my coaching program. So I hope this helps you with your green pool or with the green pool cleanup. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.